What with all the Cheney hullabaloo, you might not have noticed, but it looks as though the U.S. government is getting back into the regime change business.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
Regime change often begins with a process of fomenting disaffection, encouraging people to turn against their government. The United States tried it a couple of times in Iraq. The Pentagon poured millions of dollars into backing exile groups with connections in Iraq. A lot of it went to the Iraqi National Congress, based in London, headed by Ahmad Chalabi. It didn't work. In the end, the Pentagon had to change the Iraqi regime the old-fashioned way, by invasion. And now it is the insurgency that is fighting for regime change. Now the Bush administration, viewing alarming developments in Iran and the possible development of a nuclear bomb, is squaring off for another effort at regime change. The theory is that if Iran does eventually succeed in developing a nuclear weapon, it would be helpful if the government wielding that weapon were a bit friendlier. The project surfaced when Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice applied to Congress for $75 million on top of an initial $10 million. She told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee the idea was to confront the extremist policies of the Iranian regime and support the aspirations of the Iranian people for freedom. Its plan to provide money to Iranian labor unions and to provide a round-the-clock broadcast service in Farsi. The secretary is planning a tour of Arab countries in the Middle East to enlist their support. The Bush administration believes, based on what I do not know, that there is a substantial underground opposition to the radical new president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, in spite of his landslide election victory. Some American officials believe that Ahmadinejad's intemperate statements, like his threat to wipe Israel off the map, have not gone down well at home. Unhappiness on the part of the Bush administration with the results of democratic elections has not been restricted to Iran. Last week, Stephen Erlanger of the New York Times reported from Jerusalem that the United States and Israel have been quietly discussing ways to undermine the new Hamas-led Palestinian government and hopefully cause new elections, potentially with the result more to Washington's liking. Looks like more regime change. This is Daniel Shore.